Hey beautiful souls, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood self-love guru, back with another dose of daily affirmation magic to sprinkle on your day. Now, let's be real, life throws curveballs, right? We all carry emotional scars, those little, or sometimes big, wounds that leave us feeling a little bruised and battered. But guess what? It's time to ditch the self-blame and embrace something far more powerful. Self-compassion. Ever felt like you're constantly putting pressure on yourself to be perfect, to have it all figured out? You know that feeling when a mistake throws you off your game, and those inner critics start whispering their doubts? Self-compassion is about turning the volume down on those negative voices and offering ourselves the same kindness and understanding we would give a dear friend. It's about recognizing that we're human, we mess up, we stumble, we learn and grow along the way. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those emotional wounds with grace and self-love. First things first, acknowledge your pain. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it doesn't exist. It's okay to feel hurt, sad, angry, whatever emotions come up when you think about past experiences. Bottling them up only creates more pressure and tension. Remember, acknowledging your feelings is the first step towards healing. Think of it like going to the doctor. You have to tell them what's wrong before they can help. Next, practice self-kindness. Imagine a dear friend going through a tough time. Would you judge them harshly? Or would you offer words of comfort and support? Extend that same compassion to yourself. Treat yourself with gentleness and understanding, even when you feel like falling short. Remember, being kind to yourself doesn't mean letting yourself off the hook. It means acknowledging your struggles without adding insult to injury. Now, step into mindfulness. This isn't about meditation in a lotus pose, though that's awesome too. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When those painful thoughts creep in, gently acknowledge them and let them pass like clouds in the sky. Focus on your breath, the sensations in your body, or the sounds around you. Bringing your attention to the present helps break the cycle of ruminating over the past or worrying about the future. Don't forget the power of gratitude. We tend to focus on what's missing, but shifting our perspective to appreciate the good things in our lives can work wonders for emotional healing. Take a few minutes each day to list 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Cultivating gratitude helps us see beyond our wounds and appreciate the beauty that surrounds us. Finally, remember that healing is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when you feel strong and confident, and days when those old wounds resurface. Be patient with yourself, celebrate every small victory, and don't give up on the process. You deserve to heal, to thrive, and to live a life filled with joy and authenticity. Think about that time when you felt really down, maybe after a big disappointment or a tough conversation. What did you do? Did you criticize yourself relentlessly? Or did you try to offer yourself some kindness and understanding? Maybe you took a walk in nature, listened to your favorite music, or called a friend for support. I remember one time when I felt completely overwhelmed by work deadlines. Instead of beating myself up, I decided to treat myself to a warm bath with essential oils and calming music. It wasn't a solution to the problem, but it helped me shift my perspective and feel more centered. And you know what? Taking care of myself in that moment actually made me more productive when I returned to work. So, my beautiful souls, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your pain, practice self-kindness, embrace mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, and trust the healing journey. You are stronger than you think, more resilient than you know, and worthy of love and compassion, starting with yourself. Now go out there, be kind to yourselves, and make today a masterpiece. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going, because together, we can create a world where self-love is not just a trend but a way of life. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.